Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For 16 years, Wellington Phoenix has had the monopoly when it comes to Kiwi football fans supporting a professional New Zealand team, but no longer. Today, the name of Auckland's new professional football team was launched along with the strip. They will be called Auckland FC. So how do some of the most diehard Phoenix fans feel about this development and indeed the new kit? Well, to find out, I'm joined now by Day One Phoenix season ticket holder and member of the Yellow Fever supporters group, Dale Warburton. Dale, g'day.
Yeah, g'day. I'd love to talk to you again, Emil.
It is lovely to have you on. You got yourself some noisy neighbours, Dale.
Oh, we'll see if they're noisy. And they're not really neighbours, are they? They're about 600 kilometres away.
Hey, look, yeah, we'll take what we can get. Point. Yeah, yeah. Although I suppose, you know, the Aucklanders might say it's not especially difficult to be noisier than the Phoenix, given the crowds you're drawing.
Yeah, I mean, we can see how we go up in Auckland this weekend. Obviously, Eden Park's a bit more central, and they tend to pull a bit more crowd there. Yeah, be interesting to see how Mount Smart goes for them as a home base. I think people. Well, I hear lots from Aucklanders about how difficult North Harbour and Mount Smart is to get to. So, despite, you know, spending all your time in the car, somehow you can't drive a little bit more to go to a different stadium. But
this is just me trying to goad some schmack talk out of you, Dale. That's all right, though. we'll get to that. So, I mean, look, what's the vibe around the Yellow Fever about this new team up in Auckland? Is this welcome from your point of view?
Yeah, I think it's exciting for the league. I think it's exciting for us as fans to have a different team in the league and one from New Zealand. It'll certainly change the dynamic. You know, lots of us are used to going up to watch the Phoenix play in Auckland, you know, once or twice a year, and now we'll be going up to watch the Phoenix against an Auckland side. So it definitely changed the dynamic. I think it's pretty exciting in general how it's going to play out in the next few years.
You worried at all that they are going to come in and eat your lunch a little bit when it comes to players, market size, and so on and so forth?
I mean, they've obviously got deep pockets, but that doesn't make you a smart football person, though, does it?
Indeed.
Plenty of rich owners have come into football clubs and spent a lot of money and gotten nowhere. So money certainly helps. It certainly helps in the A-League in terms of who you can attract. But you need a lot more than just money to be successful.
So what did you make of the unveiling today? It is fair to say, first up, that you have got them beat in the name originality stakes, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they tried their best to get, you know, Black Knights in there somehow, but I think they pulled the pin quite late. I think they're pretty keen on that, but I think probably a good move to avoid that, I'd say. I think it's probably about the safest you could be. Yeah. There's already football clubs up in Auckland who have probably taken the better names up there, so there's some of that dynamic as well. But pretty safe option for everyone to kind of gather around and not too many people to get too up in arms about a nicknamed team.
The strip, vertical black and blue strips, reminiscent of Inter Milan, or I shudder, Christchurch Boys High School. What did you make of it?
Colour wise, fine. Good. I think they could have done a lot better on the strip. There's lots of stripes in there, like the main ones, and then there's like the very thin ones. I thought the logo is very bland. It looks like something I'd sketch or doodle in a boring work meeting. It could be a lot worse, could be a lot better, but that's not my problem.
I mean, the Knicks have got a pretty dynamite strip this season, don't they?
Yeah, they do pretty well. They do pretty well for black and yellow. I think, you know, the contrasting colours like that helps quite a bit to make it pop. The blue and black is a pretty solid combination, certainly better than some of the ones floating around the league as well.
Now, I note, Dale, the Phoenix social media person has had a busy day. Auckland City FC posts about its new strip. Wellington Phoenix responds with a vomiting emoji. There's a lengthy post about how the Phoenix have issued a petition to extend the Greater Wellington border by 700 kilometres because the Phoenix own Auckland. Are you as excited as I am, Dale, about the boundless potential for shit-talking that having two intra-island teams presents?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, some of the dynamic. Like, I think, the league in general tries to create these kind of, contentious or teams up against each other. I think, they've always tried to put us up against someone over in Australia. I think having someone in New Zealand creates a little bit of dynamic. I think what's going to be interesting is lots of Aucklanders have supported the Phoenix for a long period of time, and where they fall, whether they go back on what they've done for the last 15 odd years, or whether they go more local, because that's where they live in.
I see Auckland skyscraper, the Sky Towers lit up in Auckland FC colours tonight. What colour is Wellington's skyscraper this evening?
That's probably condemned, I think, recording last year, based on your last interview. It's,
oh, dear. No, look, I love this, because, the tribalism element, it kind of feels to me like in rugby, maybe that regional tribalism has been lost a bit. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. I'm not saying that as fact. It's just my feeling. But I feel like maybe when there are only two teams, it is perhaps easier to maintain a bitter, spiteful, vitriolic rivalry. Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think so. I guess the other dynamic is it's kind of the New Zealand versus Australia kind of aspect.
That's
as
exactly
well.
Yeah. There is there's unity there too. It's kind of sibling-ish, I suppose, in a way.
I just kind of hope they lose all their games mostly as a sort of starting point. I don't really. I mean, some people, I'm sure, will kind of support both teams and it'd be sort of New Zealand versus Australian clubs. But I've got my club. I've had my club for 17 years now, and I don't want to spread my love any further.
No, fair enough. No, I mean that more in the sense of nobody's allowed to bully my brother except for me, kind of thing. Now, you folks in the Phoenix, of course, have the opportunity to plant a real stake in the ground here with an A-League title this year, because the Knicks have been flying high.
Yeah, they've been doing well against most people's predictions. Giancarlo Italiano's got them cooking pretty well. Obviously, they had a bit of a bump last week against Melbourne City, but we never went over there in Melbourne. But yeah, I don't think spent longer at top of this league than we had combined for the last 16 years before that. It probably just shows that maybe it's the first version of the Knights did such a bad job. It's taken us 16 years to rebuild football in this country.
Do you think this is a good move for the wider football scene and talent development in New Zealand?
Oh yeah, I think absolutely. I think just in terms of pathways for junior players, there's only so many space that the Phoenix can kind of offer, and they've been, the last 5 years have been a fairly consistent production line of younger players, and some have stayed with the club and some have gone overseas with fairly hefty transfer signings. I think for lots of kids, moving to Wellington is probably not a financial or a family or a lifestyle choice, and I guess for them, this gives them another avenue to break into that professional environment.
Now, you did mention this earlier on, that serendipitously, the Knicks are playing a home game in Auckland this weekend. Presumably it's one of the last ones Wellington will play there at home. And ironically, the Phoenix actually have got a much better record in Auckland than most of the Auckland teams historically, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they're unbeaten at Eden Park, I think. 11 times, I think. Yeah, they haven't lost there yet. So I hope it's not the last one isn't the one that flips it, because, Sydney, you see, coming over in there in a pretty good run of form. Along with the Mariners, them and us are probably the sort of top three teams in the league at the moment.
Any plans for a send-off in that stadium? Maybe some fireworks down the loos, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're not kind of the pirate. We try not to get the club into much trouble. Yeah. They have a hard enough task as it is. They don't need us causing trouble.
No, fair enough. You wouldn't be advised to talk about that on the radio, even if there were plans for that anyway, would you?
Oh, no, certainly not. No one would have given my first name if I was. Yeah.
Whale Dorbiton. All right, Dale, very finally on this. Your message for the fans or administrators of Auckland FC, pretend this is like a WWE ringside chat and I've just handed you the microphone and you're eyeballing them. What have you got to say?
Oh, actually, just a big thanks that they chose black and blue, because it's basically what we're going to look like after we give them a pounding next year anyway.
Here we go, yes. Dale Warburton, thank you very much, as always. Always a joy to chat to you
all
about
right.
footy.
All right, catch you later.
It's Dale Warburton. Oh, that's going to be great. That's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to this.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.